coming from the Mobile 5280 studios. This is Weekend Geek Update Special Report. I have Ty Nelson. Now, this name may not step out at you just yet, but after our conversation, your opinion about this gentleman and everything he's doing is going to change. Ty, you have done my dream.
I've done your dream.
You have done my dream. You have created a Star Wars fan film, and I am impressed. And
thank
it
you.
Is
thank
Star
so
Wars
much.
Legends, Legends of the Force?
Legacy of the Force.
Legacy of the Force. How, okay, I know Star Wars, now under control of the mouse.
Yes.
Is probably more anal than ever. How did you get to do this?
Well, we, Star Lucasfilm itself has always been open to fans playing in their backyard.
Yes.
So we've seen many fan films. Troops, one of my favorites.
There's the Darth Maul one that I saw.
Darth Maul one that just came out recently, Darth Maul Apprentice, has gone viral.
Super viral.
Yes, super viral. And then I was part of another one called Pitching Lucas a while back ago that won awards before.
I did see that.
And now this one, Legacy of the Force, is the narrative. So our behind-the-scenes video went to Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim this past year and mm-hmm. won for the Best Nonfiction and the Audience Choice Award. Now, this is the narrative
wow.
that actually tells the story of the final conflict between Jason and Jaina Solo, which is based off of Troy Denning's book, Invincible.
Yes. Because for those that you don't know, Han Solo and Princess Leia actually have twins. Not just one, Kylo Ren in the movie, they actually have twins. And Jason goes to the dark side.
Yes, he does.
And it's gritty and it's awesome. And it's the one part of the expanded universe I wish they would have at least followed a little bit further
yeah.
with the twins.
Right, and I think they went away from that just because they are like, look, we're not going with the expanded universe. We're not going with the books. We want to step away from it. And so that's how come I think they separated from the twins. Now they have Rey. Who is she going to belong to?
I'm hoping it's Obi-Wan because the Skywalker family is just screwed up.
I am too. In fact, I just got a little piece of information that I didn't realize. It was in Star Wars trivia that just happened in another room.
Yeah.
So the case or the chest
yes.
that...
It's Kenobi's that he pulled Vader's saber from.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. I had no idea. I was just like, oh, interesting.
Yes. That was like a big thing because I recognized it like right out of the bat when I'm like, oh,
yeah.
is that? No. Sure enough.
So that leads you more into, okay, could possibly Kenobi's grandchild? So who did Kenobi hook up with? Could it have been the Mandalorian from the Clone Wars cartoon? And then who knows?
Who knows?
But we'll have to find out in 8, possibly 9, you know?
Or the Rogue Squadron or...
Rogue One.
I would love to see Ian McGregor come back
yeah.
and reprise the Obi-Wan Kenobi role in Rogue One.
I believe
Rogue
there
One.
Are talks about having Ewan McGregor come back for another trilogy, an Obi-Wan trilogy. That I would be excited for because out of the prequels, Ewan McGregor was the only thing to watch.
So you do a fan film.
Yes.
Your role in the fan, because you're not only acting,
mm-hmm.
but there's more to
right.
your
I
role.
Right. I was also the executive producer, and I also adapted the portion of Troy Denning's book into the screenplay itself. So a lot of work.
That is a lot of work. That's
yes.
like trying to translate Stephen King or Dean Koontz into a movie.
Well, Stephen King and Dean Koontz, that's a whole nother caliber. But it was fun. And, you know, it all started out with the girl who plays my sister, J.C. Twiss.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about, you know, we want to do something for our show reels because as actors, yeah, we want to have
something. You're defined by your reel.
Right. Well, we wanted to have something different than what we already had on there. She was always cast as the good girl and everything, and she wanted to. And I was already talking with somebody else about doing possibly an action scene, something. And so when we started talking about, well, we have this like fight thing that I'm thinking about, and this other guy really wasn't working out, and she, I'd be down for that. And I'm like, so how do I get into a fight scene with this girl and not come off as this jerk, right? And lo and behold, I have the story right in front of me because JC and I really do look like twins.
So it worked out well.
We basically had everything in front of us, so I went into the book and it was like, okay, what actually flushes out to make the story? Because I'm only taking a portion of this book and
expanding on it.
Right. Well, not really expanding on it. I really took the portion and almost adapted it word for word.
Oh,
there were certain things
okay.
I had to change.
Right.
And I had to add a little bit more exposition so that people who had never seen or read any of these books aren't
wondering
totally
who the
lost.
Hell you are. Right.
Right. Or even as they're watching it and they know who we are, they're like, okay, what's going on in the story though? So we had to put that in. And so it was I've lost my place about what it was.
So did you get like a full on saber battle going?
Yeah, we have a fight scene
in
it. Obviously you haven't seen the film yet.
I have not seen the film yet, I have to admit, because I didn't want to have any
spoilers
yet, because I wanted to sit down, chat with you first, and then watch it, because I always like to see the perspective first.
Fantastic.
And then sit down, because I like the background. I like the stories to it.
Yeah, we have a fight scene in it. The fight scene was choreographed by the CBR stunt team.
Oh.
So this was filmed in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
And we had a stunt team that helped us out. And again, when we adapted from the book, I made sure that I was taking certain specific things from the book about what happens in the fight scene and making sure that it was incorporated into the choreography.
Because the book is, I mean, they go at it.
Right. We tried to stay as true to the book as possible. So there were certain things that I did take out, like at one point in time, Jason is kicked into a crate or something
and he gets
needles all up in his face and stuff. It's like,
need to happen.
Yeah, it
don't mess with pretty. You can't mess with pretty.
Although I stayed true to not having my left arm.
Wow, how'd you do that?
We CGI'd it out. I actually do have both of my arms for people who cannot see me right now, which was one of the most complex things that we had to do for the film, because as hobbyists,
that's a big step for a fan film.
Right, absolutely, because we had to track the arm the whole time, and if it ever crossed my face or while we're moving, and
footage is done.
Yeah,
because you got your green screen. Did you have like the sock on and all of that?
I had
everything?
A sock on my hand or my arm up to about a quarter of the way up, there was other things that we did green screen, but we tried to stay as practical as possible, like. Everything is inside of a Star Destroyer. So we literally built the sets.
Oh.
Yeah, his jaws dropped, by the way, guys. Which has been fun and exciting. There's other science fiction fan films that are doing it. Star Trek continues. That excited to see. But we knew we'd have to incorporate some kind of CGI in it. As lightsabers. They're CGI. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, while we're putting a little bit in, we want to stay as true to the practical as possible as well. It was an homage or nod to 4, 5, and 6, the ones that we all grew up with.
Yes. So, favorite out of the original trilogy?
Empire.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
You can't say, if you would have said Jedi, lost a few cool points, but it's okay. I get it. But
and totally A New Hope stacks up there because it is the basis.
The groundbreaking.
Yes, absolutely. But Empire, it's the story.
It is.
Story is what inclines me to want to be a filmmaker. And so Empire had that for me.
So was this your first stab at sci-fi? And then as you were doing it, I mean, how much were you thinking of Empire while you were shooting it?
Oh, not just Empire, but we had nods to Ralph McQuarrie, who did the original artwork in it.
Mm-hmm.
And my... When again, when we were doing the everything that we were prepping up to, a lot of it is nods and throwbacks to 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
To Empire by far is the favorite, and we wanted to make sure that we did. I didn't want to say keep it dark, but those nods that we had were. I want to say accentuated. Towards the original concepts, the original trilogy.
So the whole foundation that, you know, this the I hate to say mystical, but that's, I mean,
absolutely,
that's as close as you can get to it.
It's not science fiction. It's science fantasy.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody really gets that.
No. He's a crazy old wizard.
Well,
it lives in the
say,
hills.
You know what? I don't want to say nobody gets that because everybody really gets that. And that's how come there was so much disappointment with 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. And it got everything was new and shiny.
Yeah.
I like a little
but
dilapidation.
But they lost the fantasy.
They
lost the fantasy aspect of it.
Well, they went all science-y because they're explaining, like, the midichlorians. And we're like, come on, just kill Star Wars for us, why don't you?
Well, here's the thing, is that it grabbed a whole new generation.
This is true.
And it also grabbed in other types of science fiction fans, you know? So while you and I may have that disgruntledness to it, there's other people that were like, no, this is what we like about Star Wars.
Yes.
And
and that there's room for everybody.
Absolutely.
So now with the release of the new film.
Yes.
Best part of the movie for you?
We're talking about The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Best part of the movie for me. Ooh.
What'd you geek out the most about?
You know, I mean, I love just seeing the throwbacks, you know.
The nods to the past?
Just seeing a TIE fighter, seeing an X-Wing fighter. The Millennium Falcon is by far, when people ask me who's your favorite character,
It's
the Falcon. The Falcon itself is a character inside the film.
They did so. I mean, it finally did what I wanted to see. Like the Falcon, like just
killing it.
Ass. Yes. I'm like, come on, that
now,
is wicked.
Now, here's my question.
Okay.
When was there a space battle in this movie?
There wasn't.
No, there wasn't. Where was Star Wars and The Force Awakens? There was no Star Wars.
No.
So I'm hoping we see that more in 8 and 9.
Well, I know everyone's pissed off that all they saw were X-Wings and TIE Fighters and just the Falcon. We didn't see any A-Wings or Y-Wings. We didn't see the Republic at all. No Star Destroyer, no anything.
There was a Star Destroyer.
That's right.
And actually, there was some stuff in the background. Yeah, that if you're really looking. So here's another thing that one of the things I missed, and it's of course his prerogative. But Dennis Lawson, Wedge, Antilles
was
asked to be part of it, and he said, "You know what? It's not my thing." But it was one of the things I missed, and when you're watching the movie and you see what they did with Poe. You're like, okay, I see where this would have fit
as Wedge.
And then there would also be the Poe character as well. And so there was part of me that just missed it. And you would anticipate that they would have killed off Wedge in it. But, I mean, in the movie, when Poe gets captured the first time.
Yes, and I thought the old guy on the planet was Wedge.
Oh, really?
Because when they said he's like an old friend, he's like
royalty,
an old...
Yeah,
and I was like, so Wedge is hanging out on a planet, which would make kind of sense, but then they had like a whole different name for him,
I think they just would have split up the character with Poe and introduced the Poe character a little bit later, but I think Wedge would have... I want to say Darth Kylo Ren interrogated Poe up on the ship. I think if they would have kept Wedge in it, it would have been to death.
Yes.
Like he would have killed him.
That would have been the end of Wedge.
And it also gives you more inclination of, okay, what's coming up later on in the film. Like, oh my gosh, it really is a possibility that
Wedge didn't make it.
Or somebody else might not make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. The whole build up in everything is mind-blowing.
I'm curious. I really do. Since you brought it up earlier, Rogue One, I am more excited for Rogue One than I am of any of this new trilogy.
Yeah, because I want holes filled.
Yeah. I want story. I want the stuff that what's meaningful. And so while they had this little area that they're going to dive into, I believe it's one of those things that we really can create, because that's an interesting story too. How did they get the plans? I mean, many of Bothans died.
Many of Bothans
died. Second Death Star.
That's right.
But for the first one, how did they get the plans?
Mm-hmm. How do you build that? I mean, all of everything that goes into it is just.
We'll find out in December.
Yeah. I mean, because the Timothy Zahn series, Heir to the Empire,
yes,
was. revolutionary to me.
And it brought back a whole new generation to enjoy and love with these new stories in the books.
Grand Admiral Thrawn, who I wanted to see in action.
Rumor has it.
Is he Smoke?
No. I'm hearing that they will likely bring him into Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon that's out.
Really?
So, which might bring him into the future movies, but I don't think he'd be Snoke.
See, because I don't think Snoke is who they're portraying him as. I think it's a hologram and somebody else is behind the curtain.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think that's him.
You think he's the Wizard of Oz?
I think he's the Wizard of Oz. I'm telling you, because it wouldn't make sense, because I think he's pulling a Palpatine. He's running behind the scenes doing something else. So, and if somebody knows who he really is,
interesting,
he can't play both sides. So I think that's actually a hologram that he wants, and that's not him.
Interesting.
My fan take on it. Just a thought.
Yeah.
So now, what are your other accolades? Because I'm sure you haven't been like knee deep in Star Wars for your entire acting career.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I'm based out of Salt Lake City, and so
Utah.
So the majority of the filming that gets done there is commercial and industrial.
Yep.
It's been a little bit because this commercial showed up about a year and a half ago, but I did an Overstock.com commercial that the people are actually, wait, I know you from somewhere. I do. And I'm like, do you watch TV? Here's this commercial from Overstock.com. Save thousands of dollars. Anyway.
I've had the same problem because I do Comcast commercials here in town.
Right.
And I portray a pilot in one of them.
Uh-huh.
And they come up to me like, you know how to fly? No, not even close. You don't want me behind anything of an airplane.
But there's been a few feature films that I've done smaller roles in. The most recent thing that's coming out soon is an independent feature called Alienate, being done by Shumway Productions, Michael Shumway, there in Salt Lake. It's a fun little character story-driven sci-fi where Alienate has more meaning than one. Because we have the sci-fi thing, but when you're alienated, it just
takes
has,
on a whole new meaning.
Yes, absolutely.
And not to give away any spoilers or anything.
Not at all.
So when is that coming out?
That's a good question. I know that we just had our cast and crew screening earlier this year, and it has been bought out for distribution. I believe it will be out on video or Netflix or something within the next few months, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you could take a role on.
If I could take a role. I can't take a role on.
Any part of the Star Wars, whatever, what character would you want to be?
Well, I already took on Jason Solo.
But that's a fan film.
Right, but
you want to take him into the new continuity.
Here's the thing, is that with the possibility of them creating more films, I would like to explore a character that we haven't seen yet. Now, if we're talking about if I have to choose, you know, if I was going to go...
Twist your arm.
Yes, when I was growing, and I said this in the behind the scenes of my video too, as I was growing up, Han Solo was the man. Yeah, he was what I emulated. Yeah. But as I've grown up, I...
Gotten older.
Yeah.
We never grow up in this industry.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, you find that you're on a journey. You're on a path, right?
True story.
Which makes it so much more like Luke. You look for the path that life is taking you, or the Force is taking you, right?
The Force is taking you, yes.
Han, Luke, I'd love to do...
That's like crunchy or regular, you know? Yeah. It's one or the other.
I'd love to be an X-Wing pilot, you know?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I would enjoy being a part of the universe and having an interaction with the key players. I don't necessarily want to be Luke. So funny. So currently we have the Luke from The Force Awakens walking by us, And we have Rey following him with
with a saber.
Her hand and lightsaber extended.
He won't look
and
at
he
her.
Won't look at her.
It's
a hilarious
it.
Thing.
Leave me alone. I just want to die on my mountain.
So, yeah, it's really a question you can't really answer if there's hope to be
more
in one of the new films.
There is. I mean, that would, because, I mean, even Simon Pegg, who is in it.
Right.
And in Star Trek and in Doctor Who, so he's got the trifecta. But he's in a mask, and he was happier now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to do that.
I mean, I'm too short to be a Wookiee. Which would be awesome.
Which would be awesome.
You
can still get painter's legs stilts on.
Could.
So there's that possibility. Don't rule it out.
They would look for somebody who has the
height. Has the natural height, yes.
It'd be fun playing a droid. Yeah.
Shoehorn you into a 3PO suit. And
absolutely. We used one actually in our film.
Really?
Yeah. So... Yeah.
How'd you get that?
Well, the people who helped us out, a lot of the people are part of the 501st, which is a charity organization,
yep.
right? So there's a guy named Sean Gordon.
I know Sean.
Who's dressed up as both Darth Maul and C-3PO.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean was our 3PO unit for, in fact, we call him M-3PO. Because he was a medical droid, M3PO, but also because he's Maul, so M3PO. That's a little side
little,
thing.
Yeah.
If you know these guys from the 501st, you also know Mark Fordham.
I do know Mark.
So Mark Fordham was our set designer for the project.
That
so,
is a good. That's a good call.
Yeah.
That is a solid call.
Yeah. So being friends with people from the 501st did not help. I mean,
did not hurt.
Hurt. And
they
love
they're like Uber fans.
Absolutely,
they're more than like Robot Chicken and Seth and all of those guys. The 501st are, God, love those guys. But that would be a dream come true to work on it. So now, if someone wants to watch the video, because I haven't yet,
right?
Where do they need to go?
Okay, to watch the film, you could go to YouTube and just type in Legacy of the Force. It's a 20-minute video, so it's probably the first thing that's going to come up if you're on your search engine or whatever, or on YouTube. But if it's not the first thing, just look for the one that's 20 minutes long. Or you can go to Facebook and look us up there, Legacy of the Force. Or you can go to our website, which is legacyoftheforce.com. fanfilm.com.
Yeah, I need another one of those because someone just swiped mine. The camera guy that I was like, Kevin, take our picture. I like showing it to him. He's like, oh, thanks. And walks off with it. I'm like, you dirty bastard.
So, yeah, it's legacyoftheforcefanfilm.com.
Perfect.
There's a link to our Facebook page there on the website as well.
So what's coming up next? I mean, are you going to tackle more Star Wars fan films? Or?
Here's the thing is right now, fan films are a little bit in flux, especially with Axanar, the Star Trek thing that's going on.
Yes.
And one of the things that we didn't do on this was look for crowdfunding. Everything came out of my own pocket.
Oh, okay. So it's a labor of love then.
Absolutely. The thing is that to do this again, you can't justify pulling $30,000 or more out of your back pocket to continue to make films that you'll never make a dime on.
Right.
So we would have to go through crowdfunding. The problem that I have with that is, am I at a point where people will look at me and say, okay, we've seen what you can do, and we would support that, you know? There's a lot of people that are like, absolutely, we want to see more of these. But at the same time, out of that fan group, there's a lot of that fan group that they're so dissing on where Disney and Lucasfilm are going with 7, 8, and 9. And they're like, oh, no, bring back Legends. We only like this. And that's not what I'm about.
Right.
I don't want the support of people that can't...
Be open-minded?
Yes, be open-minded. To, and say, like, I read the comments on the YouTube page, right? And I'm fine with it, you know. It's like, that gives me some kind of constructive criticism as me as a filmmaker. But at the same time, when I read that, unless you're like this, you're not a true Star Wars fan, I'm like, you can't decide that. Nobody can decide that. And then when you're demeaning to other people, that's not what Star Wars is about. That's not what...
Yeah, did you see a section only for Wookiees in the bar? No, it's everybody hanging out, drinking. Someone's getting their arms pulled off.
Except for droids.
Except for droids.
Droids aren't allowed
in
the bar.
You don't expect your kind here. And as an actor, you the one dread, of course, you don't want to get typecasted or pigeonholed, and
which I wouldn't. Yeah, doing a fan film is something that is a labor of love, and so for me, the next step, I'm already writing a couple of features. I have a pilot that I've done. I need to make a couple of other episodes, or write a couple of the episodes, and do a timeline for a series. So I have other things that I'm working on. I would never say no to not diving into this again, but it's got to be for the right reasons, and it's got to be the right story and the right time. And if we can do all that, and we have a way to make it and have it appeal to that fan base,
right,
I'd be game for it. But without that, without those reasons, it's
hard.
Right. You don't want to keep on diving into the same pond. That's not going to make you any money.
Well, and the bad thing is, once you do it once, mm-hmm, everyone's expecting...
Yeah, you better do it again. Why? You're going to make the whole book series, right?
Yeah. That was just a precursor, right? That's just a taste.
Yeah.
A teaser.
How come it's only 20 minutes long? Why is it only 20 minutes long? Well, because I couldn't afford it to be an hour and a half.
That's right. If I could have squeezed $30 out of a dollar, I would have done it.
Yes.
So... has it gone through, like, all of the celebrations? I mean...
Well, So, like I said, the behind-the-scenes Journey of a Fan Film went to Celebration Anaheim.
Right.
And won for Best Nonfiction and Audience Choice. Because of the stipulations for the Fan Film Awards for the Star Wars Celebration, we can't submit this because it's only can only be 5 minutes long, and also you're subjected to their media package. It has to be their sound effects, very specific, and also their music, very specific. We knew when we were making this that there was no way that we could cut it down to make it into that, so we submitted the behind the scenes for it.
That's a nice way of getting around it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It was almost like a big trailer for the film, because then the behind the scenes came out before, and people were excited for it. So we'd love to be part of future celebrations. I've touched base with some people to see if they'd like us to come to Celebration Europe. I would love to go.
Just for a reason to go to Europe, hell yeah.
Well, I'll do that no matter what. but to be involved in part of it, and it'd be fantastic. I'd love, just the fandom is fun, and I would love to talk to those people who do still cherish the Expanded Universe Legends, and just communicate with them. And of course, those people that are, again, open to both sides, not to the people that can only be this way. Because I don't believe that the majority of the Star Wars fans are so locked down that it can only be the one way.
No. And I think Abrams has already proved himself with mm-hmm. Star Trek.
Yes.
And going a different route, still holding to it, but changing it enough that it brings new people in. I honestly think what he did with the Force Awakens,
uh-huh,
brilliant.
Yes.
And I think that we will see more of the Expanded Universe in his upcoming movies.
I think we will, too. In fact, there's been a few things that have come up recently about the stuff that has happened before the movies. I think it's the Knight of the Old Republic, which I haven't followed whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, kind of hit and miss on that one.
So one of the things that I know that they did recently is they... did a fan choice figure, and it turned out to be Revan, who has a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that I've ever explored or endeavored into, but there's certain hints coming out that they will be incorporating certain things to allow parts of the Expanded Universe to come in to the canon version. And certain parts won't be Legends anymore. Now, there will be a lot that will be still.
Right.
But that there will be certain parts that will be incorporated, from what I hear.
Fantastic.
You're being gonged with a hammer currently.
Oh, yes. Rebecca's getting bored, evidently. Did you have a question to ask Ty?
No, I just was getting bored.
She's our Star Wars nut. This girl has more Star Wars stuff than...
Is she?
Yeah, she's overboard. If she wasn't in a Harley costume, I'm sure she'd be decked out in Star Wars gear.
I want to make my custom Mando.
That's right. So, what if someone wants to follow you in without this?
Go to Facebook. I am at...
so you have too many to keep track of.
No. Well, there's always, you know, your personal Facebook page that, you know, you leave to your close friends and your family.
Absolutely.
So I want to make sure. So if you go to Ty Nelson Actor, you can follow me on Facebook.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Ty, thank you for sitting down with us.
It's been a pleasure.
I love what you've got going on here.
I hope you... enjoy the film as well.
As soon as I'm done here, I'm pulling out the laptop with the internet wireless so I can tap in.
Well, and if you do like it, please share it. That's the way we're getting the word out, because the more people who like the film, again, we did no crowdfunding or anything like that, so it's really word of mouth that is getting it out there.
We'll have it up on the page 5280 Geek, so you'll actually see. We'll take the URL off and we'll put it.
Fantastic.
On the front page, so
appreciate
you will see it. Ty, a pleasure. I look forward to seeing what you got coming next.
Thank you, man.